mommies. Hey, mommies. Hello, 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 hello. How are you guys? How are you guys? I hope all is well. Welcome back to the Messy Mommies podcast. I am your host, Brandy, but I think y'all know that by now.
And I am Shantae.
Hello, Shantae.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, girl. How you doing?
Girl, I'm good. I'm good. Living my life like it's golden, girl.
Got to.
You know, about to try this little juicing thing. Shantae already done tried it. We kind of excited about it. That's when you know we done reached a new tier of grown, right? Yeah. We done hit a new tier when we excited about juicing and tumblers and having a juicer and going to the store.
Bye. Being real specific about the tumblers that you have, the straws, the tops, how much go in it, is it going to fit in a car?
Can I take it right? But be excited about it at the same time. I can't wait for my new glass tumbler to get here. And so, exactly. Mommies, it is Thursday. You see Norman, he said Tuesday. Every time I say Thursday, that's what I think about. Mommies, it is Thursday. That means it's, you made it through the week, first and foremost. Congrats. I'm utterly proud of you. Should I tell you, made it through a week, boo?
You know, I'm tired over here, so thank you. I made it.
You made it. Be proud. Be proud. Look at the silver lining. Be proud. Don't talk about how tired you are. Be proud. Look, why is it that we can't never just take compliments? Why it's always got to be something else? Somebody could be. Have you ever noticed that? It's very hard for us to take compliments.
Yeah.
Like somebody can be like, oh, your hair cute. Girl, you like this? I got it done 2 weeks ago, but I need to get it done again. Just take the compliment.
Yes.
Girl, I like your shirt. This old thing. Didn't even wear it today.
I hate this shirt, girl. My ex gave it to me.
Right. Just take the compliment and roll with it. So, mommies, we have a great episode for you guys today. Something that I think we need to discuss, as I always say, because I try to put content to you guys. So, before we jump into today's episode, though, mommies, let's just take a minute to take a breather, okay? Shantae says she's tired. Juicing is getting the best of her. So, mommies.
It ain't the juice, miss the kid.
I feel it, girl. Mommies, let's take a moment to inhale. And exhale. Woo! Needed that. Mommies, like we always say, you know, today is Thursday. That means tomorrow is Friday. One more day for your turn up. Go ahead and enjoy yourself. Do what you do. Do it responsibly, though. Don't feel bad about what you want to do either. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad. Do what you got to do to make yourself feel good. Regroup and release, okay? And then get back to mommy life. Release. Right.
What was that thing of, did you ever watch the show Different World?
Nah.
Okay, so you won't know.
I'm sorry.
But y'all who may know the Different World, when Whitney had to go to counseling and the therapist was like, relax, relate, release. Relax, relate, release. Something like that. Y'all know who watched it.
That's something that I've said numerous times, but I don't know. I never got it from there, though. But I do believe in that. Relax, relate, release in conversation. I do believe.
Yo, what is your black card? I don't know how you didn't watch Different World.
When Different World came out?
Well, I'm younger than you, and I watched
it. Not a valid excuse.
It's not an excuse. And I love it. Dwayne.
Not take my black card.
Baby, please. When he came up in that way, she was going to marry Byron. And camp in that wedding and took his woman. He said, baby, please. She left that man at the altar. Girl,
I don't know.
Now, different, girl, that's such a good show. Now, Different World, I would say it's, for me, it was good after the first and second season. The ones with Lisa Bonet. You know who that is?
Never heard of her.
You know Zoe. What's her name?
I'm just playing. I know who that is. Lenny Kravitz, baby mama, right? A daughter, baby mama.
Yeah, but you know, she got started off. You know she started off playing in. The Huxtables.
I never watched
Denise.
I'm just playing. She was about to reevaluate.
Y'all don't see me right here looking around like I didn't, like, I was just kind of joking about the Black Card for a Different World, but that was definitely good taking. You watch the Cosby.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
But yeah. It's a good show. It's pretty good.
Might be good for me to go back and watch. Sometimes those old shows be good to go back and binge watch, you know, now that you're an adult and you can really understand everything that's going on.
Because now it's not, I mean, now everybody is hypersensitive about every single thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so it.
Back then they weren't.
They weren't.
A lot of stuff was getting by. A lot of stuff was getting by. Yeah. So, yes, mommies, have fun and be responsible. Get back to your babies because they for sure are going to be their mommy. Mommies, today let's just jump into it and talk about it. Let's talk about healthy eating and balanced eating habits that we are instilling or we are not instilling in our children, because we have a lot of that too. I think throughout the podcast, Shantae and I have been more than transparent about the fact that my oldest is not a vegan. My little one is a vegan. All of Shantae's children's all of Shantae's children's are vegan. And I have, and Shantae, you let me know, I have gotten some backlash from loved ones and friends about me deciding to let my little one be a vegan. Have you?
No.
No one's never said anything to you about?
So, an ex-friend and her mom had asked, because we had decided this before Amir was born. Like, I was pregnant with him because dad is a vegan. And I was kind of talking to her and her mom about it, and they were like, well, y'all just gonna choose for that baby to do such and such. And in my head, I'm like, but we choose for them to have meat. So what's the difference? And they're like, well, what about if they don't want to? Well, they'll understand the reason why they're vegans. And when they get older, they can decide on what they want to do or not.
So I'm not... what was the reason that you made the decision to let them be vegans?
Well, first off, it's easier not to miss something if you ain't never had it.
Very true.
And I've seen and read, and their dad as well, have seen the benefits in not having a meat-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just wanted to try it out. Mixed with other things, or taking a natural way for the kids. Just to, you know, check and see to decrease the chance of catching cancer, and just, you know, of course they'll be sick, because just because you eat healthy doesn't mean you're not going to get sick, but it's to help their immune systems and to help their body be able to heal from food instead of, you know, from natural foods instead of anything else, processed foods and stuff like that. And people say, well, you know, we have people that live so long, they ate meat, but the way that they make meat today ain't the way they made meat years and years ago. So it's a difference, and I am not vegan, but I definitely eat vegan, and then I fix myself a piece of meat, and I don't eat pork, and I'm lessening my beef. So it's a challenge for me to get rid of everything. I never said I would, but you know, one day maybe we'll see how that goes. But I do still eat fish and chicken and stuff like that. So So I mostly eat vegan, and then I have a piece of meat on the side. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, nobody has said anything to me outside of those people. Like, you're not going to give them a choice. I'm like, mm-hmm. It's so funny when people say you're not going to give your child a choice when you make the choice for them until they're able to make choices.
You never give them a choice. They're too young to make the decisions themselves. They can't. They only know what you teach them, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't give them, there's no choice for them to have. If you had a piece of meat and an apple in front of a kid right now, they're not going to know what to choose. In front of our kids, they're little. They're not going to know what to choose. But yeah, I feel you. So for all of those reasons, it is why I made my little one a vegan. And in all honesty, I wish I would have made my oldest a vegan too. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons she is not a vegan is because Sky is 7. She'll be 8 this year, right? When Sky was born, I was just starting to dibble and dabble into health and wellness life, right? And doing research and understanding why things are the way they are when it comes to what you eat and how you eat affecting every part of your body, right? So I was only dibbling and dabbling in it here and there when Sky was born. And at that time when Sky was born, I was still having a full meat diet, right? I still was eating beef, I still was eating pork, I still was eating all of that when Sky was born. When Sky turned 1, I believe, that's when I stopped eating beef and pork. Still have not eaten beef, still, and I took beef and pork out of her diet as well. My husband follows suit too. So still to this day, we have not eaten beef or pork. However, Sky loves meat, right? Because that's the diet that she has been eating since she was little. So turkey, chicken, Sky loves meat. However, fast forward now, that was our diet until Novi was born, right? Mm-hmm. Fast forward, now I dive deep into health and wellness, and I really now have a better understanding as to how important giving your children things through the ages of 0 to 5 are, right? Mm-hmm. And how that helps develop their brain, and you know, those are the ages where they develop their eating habits. And so now I know this. I'm a little older when I had Novi, so I'm a little more knowledgeable than I was when I had Sky about the importance. So I knew that it was a strong possibility I was going to make Novi a vegan. I knew it just off of all of those things that you just said. I knew it. So Novi comes, of course, she's too little to have a diet. So Novi has these crazy breakouts when she was 6 months. Now, I breastfed with her. So when she was 6 months, she kept having these crazy breakouts. So much so that her doctor was a little concerned because she was too little to be having these kind of breakouts. And so her doctor was saying something causing these breakouts. Let's get her to an allergy doctor so we can see what's causing these breakouts that she's having. So we go to the allergy doctor, we get her tested. She ends up being allergic to peanuts, right? Here's what's embarrassing for me as her mother. The reason my child was having these breakouts is because during this time, it was Girl Scout cookies time. And mind you, I said I was breastfeeding. I was killing these peanut butter Girl Scout cookies. I'm talking about killing my husband. It came in the house with 4 or 5 boxes, like talking about surprise. I know you like these. So I am going to town on these peanut butter Girl Scout cookies, tearing them down. It starts showing up in my breast milk. And so I'm giving the breast milk to my daughter, and now she's having these crazy breakouts. So this is how we found out she was allergic to peanuts. In the midst of us finding out she's allergic to peanuts, we also found out she was allergic to milk and eggs, right? So just about everything these days have milk and eggs in it, right? Mm-hmm. It's very hard to find stuff that don't have milk and eggs. So because of that, my decision to make her a vegan was made already, right? So mix everything that you just said, the reason why you made your babies vegan, And then on top of her having the allergy, I was like, she has to be vegan. And matter of fact, I remember telling you, Shantae, when we had the allergy doctor, I remember you and Jeremy, I think I was in a car, and I was telling y'all that we just came from the allergy doctor and she's allergic to milk and eggs. And y'all both at the same time was like, well, she vegan. It's done. Like, it's done. It's nothing else to even think about no more. And I'm like, yeah, y'all right. So that's why I made my daughter vegan. Now, because of this, it had also inspired me to be vegan too, because I don't want my daughter to feel like she the only one in the house is a vegan, right? So I go back and forth with veganism a lot. You know, Chantel, you be around me, I go back and forth. So I never go back to pork and beef, but I go back and forth to chicken and like chicken and turkey, fish, stuff like that. Now, that was my life for a minute. So I would spend like the first half of the year as vegan, and then the second half of the year I would be that chicken diet, whatever, you know. Now, where we are now, since I had COVID in September last year, I have not been able to stomach any regular meat, right? So no chicken, no turkey. I can't eat fish and seafood, but I haven't been able to really stomach any. I don't know what it was about me having COVID. And the crazy thing about it is my husband's the same way. Like, I was telling him how I was feeling about meat once we got over COVID. I'm like, I can't do it. And he's like, me either. Like, cause, and mind you, we had COVID at the same time. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't do it either. And I was like, you know, I'm not going to, whatever kind of diet you want to partake in, go ahead and do it. Just let me know so I can make sure I'm cooking for you what you want. And he's like, I don't want that. And that's just how we've been ever since we had COVID. Now, is that to say that I'm going to keep this diet forever? No, I might go. I live in Atlanta, you know. The hot wings, they are Atlanta. Atlanta is wings all day and night. Okay, so in 3, 4, 5 months from now, if I end up saying that I want to go back to eating chicken, then I will do that. But as for now, it's not something that I desire to have, which has made it easier with taking my oldest off of meat. Because now she's a little older now. So I'm cooking meals that don't have meat in it, and she's been fine. So much to the point where her teacher told me at school, they've been trying to give her little things with chicken in it, and she doesn't want it. Mm-hmm. So that makes me happy. Now, have I dealt with judgment for the way that I feed my kids? Yes, I have. And I never charge it to nobody's heart, right? I just charge it to their head. I don't charge it to their heart, because when you know better, you do better, right? Mm-hmm. And the way that we were raised and the way that the people around us was raised, veganism is kind of foreign, right? We were raised where you eating everything, you know. Not, let me not say everything, because I ain't never been eating no chicken feet and
no, I'm not southern enough for that, even though I'm from Atlanta. I remember, oh my goodness, my the mother of my godkids, her mom, and this is my first time ever experiencing this. Mm-hmm. Her mom cooks down. You understand? She cooks so well. And I used to love going over there, me and her having friends since 8th grade. So, and then her mom would cook like several different meats. You know what I'm saying? Meal? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And I was like, man, she just cooks so different. You know what I'm saying? Because in my house, it's a meat, it's a starch, and a vegetable. Couple vegetables. One or more. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man. And so I remember I had went over there once for Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about, they had a ham, they had a turkey, they had a chicken, they had hog maw, they had some other pork stuff. And I was like, when I was fixing my plate, I was asking, I said, what's this? She's like, it is hog maw. And I'm like, never had it. And they're from South Carolina. So I guess this, you know, in their part, that's what they ate or whatever. But I'm talking about, and then they had pig feet and stuff like that. And I never have. Even like when my great granny used to cook. Now, she did used to cook some chitterlings. And I used to take part in that a long time ago. But I just can't stomach that. Couldn't stomach that. I had that in like 10
plus years.
10 plus years, because when you know better, you do better. It's been a very, very long time. But people eat very differently.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very differently. Like, and me and Brady was just talking the other day. We were like, man, going to McDonald's, it used to just be a treat. It wasn't your meal once, several times a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It used to just be a treat. So now, because it's very
right, think about how excited you was if you, now, don't judge me, okay? Judge your mama. When we was little, my mother would leave us home alone while she went to work, right? Times was different then. Y'all know the rules of the house. Don't answer my phone. Don't answer the door. If nobody come by here. So my mother would leave me at home. And think about how excited you would be when she came in the house with some McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
When she came home from work and she had McDonald's, we would be so happy and so excited because it was not something we was eating all the time. Mm-hmm. Like that. Nowadays, people eat McDonald's every day. It's people that love McDonald's and eat it every day, you know? And I'm not judging nobody. Don't get me wrong. I'm not judging nobody. I'm just saying how the world has evolved. If you love it, McDonald's, and you eat it every day, then continue. That's what you like to do. You do what make you happy. But I'm just... That's your business. Yeah, but I'm just saying how it has evolved and eating habits have evolved over time. And so because when we were small, we ate everything like that, people weren't really concerned about health issues, right? Or they weren't concerned about how eating affected their health. Or they didn't even know that some of the things they ate hindered their health. Like you said, people always be like, oh, my grandma ate pork all her life and she lived to be 103, but she had gout since she was 50.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She had high blood pressure since she was 37. You know what I'm saying? She might have had high cholesterol all her life, you know, or she had diabetes. And these are all things that stem from eating habits, right? And so, like Shantae said, when you know better, like, you do better, you know? And so I think what has, and tell me if this has been something for you, but I think what has been the biggest challenge with doing the healthy eating thing and teaching my kids to be vegan is when they go places.
Mm-hmm.
When they go to friends and family houses and stuff like that. Like, how do you deal with that? Do you pack their stuff for them? Pack the food that they eat for them? Do you buy the food and take it over there? Or do you just tell them how to feed them?
Well, because of how funny acting I am, my kids don't go nowhere. So, if they go anywhere, it's to my mama's house and it's to his parents, his parents' house. And they cater to my kids. So, I don't pack nothing. I might have them some snacks because, you know, you gotta have your kids some snacks. But for the people, we don't. The people cater to them. Now, if we're going to people who don't know about our life, we do make sure we eat before we get there, or we plan to not be there long enough to go get something to eat afterwards or something like that.
What about you? I think, you know, my girls don't go many places either. But there are times where they go to, there's a couple of people in my house that, I mean, a couple of people in my life that I let them go over. And I usually do take some stuff with them, depending on how long they're going to be there, right? So, you know, Novi, she drinks almond milk. So I'll take almond milk over there because that's what Novi has to drink. And Novi likes, the crazy thing about it is even outside of her being a vegan, the girl likes healthy snacks, right? Remember I was telling you the other day, I asked her if she wanted some chips. Now, mind you, she's 2. I asked her if she wanted some chips, and she said, no, Nana, because she wanted a banana. Remember I told you that the other day?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just telling my husband on the way while we were out and about today, I wouldn't be surprised if the girl grew up to be some type of nutritionist or... you know, something that has to do with health and wellness, because she loves to eat healthy. She always picks the healthier option, and it's not because I tell her to. I just give her the choice, you know, do you want this or do you want this, you know? And she always picks what, and because she genuinely likes it.
Right.
And so if she is, so I'll make sure I pack some snacks for her. And then, you know, my kids are spoiled. My kids are never going to be nowhere and they be hungry, you know? So I'm always going to have more than enough for them, if nothing else, you know, for them to be okay where they at. And then I have people in my life like Shantae and her family who, you know, they absolutely adore my girls as well. And so when we are with them, they, the beautiful thing about spending time with people who are like-minded is that we, when we have our get-togethers, you know, Sunday dinners or Mother's Day dinners or Christmas brunches or whatever it is, there's always ample options for my girls because, you know, her children eat the same way. So it's a beautiful, because when we connect. It's a beautiful thing. But to people who that are confused, like, I remember one time, so when Novi was little, when Novi was one, she was really small for her age, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because my mom was swearing that she was small because I wasn't feeding her.
You're real offensive.
She was swearing up and down my baby was small because I was not feeding her enough for her to grow. And it wasn't that. She just was small because she was just small. That's it. Right. And she's recently had an amazing growth spurt to where she's, you know, she's leveled out. So she was just small naturally. And it's funny because it shows me how far people think, right? Or once again, the environment that people are around causes them not to think far, right? So she goes, you need to feed her. You need to feed her a little more. That's why she let her go ahead and eat some meat. And I'm thinking to myself, eat some meat? Yeah. Shit. Novi is allergic to eggs. Where eggs come from? Tell me.
They come from chicken, huh?
Mm-hmm. Novi is allergic to milk. Where milk come from?
Well, you ain't giving her no beef anyway.
Girl. I said, Ma, I'm not giving her no none of that. Nobody has crazy allergies. You know that? So, you know, but, you know, once I really broke down my decision and why I made the decision, it's not just some fly-by thing where I just decided to do it. Just woke up one day and said, oh, veganism sounds good. Let me make everybody in my house a vegan. Nah. Right. You know, it was a process. And once I broke all of it down, she understood now. Now she understands, you know. And I love it, though, because some of the little alternatives to stuff that she uses, I tell her, like, you know, like using the coconut water, coconut oil instead of using the...
Vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Little alternatives like that, or the grapeseed oils. You know, she started to take heed to, and so I love that because sometimes you gotta lead by example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're dealing with people who don't know no better, you gotta live by example. So, mommies, I 100% encourage you to try to encourage as much healthy eating as you can with your kids. And they don't have to be full-blown vegans, don't get me wrong. That's just the decision that we made with our kids. They can have a very healthy diet with still eating meat and be fine. But do your research, you know, and if you are giving them meat, just make sure you're giving them balanced meals. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I would say as well. I would just say, watch the processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the most important thing. You try to incorporate as much natural 100% juice, much, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just as much, food that you have to prepare as possible. Because we're not perfect. Our kids eat French fries down to the socks, baby.
Yeah, our kids love fries.
They love French fries. So they definitely get that. And we do. I get it from Zaxby's and sometimes, you know, things like that. But when they home, my babies love broccoli. They love all the vegetables. So I don't I don't ever want them to be children who never experience as many vegetables and fruits as they can.
Because I'm telling you,
always have that open.
Some of these young moms be having me confused now. Moms, help me understand how I see these plates on the TikToks and the Instagrams, and and they be like ribs, mac and cheese, corn, mashed potatoes, corn, mashed potatoes, and a dinner roll. That's a lot. Now, if you want,
then you wonder, and then just to bring it back full circle, then you wonder why your baby boo booed in a week.
Yeah,
because they don't have anything natural to boo boo out. My kids, not to tell their business, but since they've been born, I haven't seen them go not a day without going to the bathroom.
And so much so that we know the times they usually go. They go, okay, no, we wake up from her nap, she gonna poop. 100% she gonna poop when she wake up from her nap. Every day, like clockwork. You know, and we not just telling y'all that to tell y'all when our kids poop. Understand, when you have a healthy, functioning body, you should be having a bowel movement at the minimum, at least once a day. At the minimum.
Well, they say you're supposed to have one every time you eat. That's about how my kids get down. Every time they eat, make some boo-boo in a couple hours. So, I mean, I think that's very important.
And then even with yourself, mommy, understand that you lead by example, right? So whatever you snacking on, whatever you're eating, these children are going to see that, and then they're going to take on whatever it is that you're doing too. So like I said, even though I didn't make my oldest a vegan, and I wish I would have, even more so that I knew she had that, even more so now that I know she has autism, I really wish I would have made her a vegan from birth, because it probably would have helped with her, I'm not gonna say probably, I know it would have helped with her autism. But we're here now. A lot of the things that Sky likes are things that I like. You know, Sky will tear a salad down in a heartbeat, and you know how I feel about salads. Sky loves water. You know how much I drink water. You know, your kids love water too.
They do love water. We walk around here with jugs all day. And they always dipping in my cup with my water cup. But and don't get me wrong, y'all, I'm not perfect. I'm a plus size beauty. I'm currently working on my preeclampsia and getting my blood pressure down. Hence the juicing Brandy just talked about. So I mean, it's all comes in, because I don't cook 100% of the time, and when I don't cook, I go get something to eat. And I am a person that believes if I'm gonna go get something to eat, I'm gonna get what I want. So it might be something fried or something like that. So I'm definitely trying to figure that out on it, decreasing getting those things. But this is why I cook, because when I cook, I cook. I don't.
But give yourself grace though too, sis, because even when you do go out to eat, you still getting sides of vegetables. You know, you not downing your meals with Cokes and Pepsis and stuff. You still be drinking water, your water with your meals. You still get a lot of vegetables and stuff on the side when you do eat out. So that's why I'm saying it's just important to balance it. I think this day and age, a lot of these young moms are not grasping the importance of balancing what you're eating, what you're eating out. That's why a lot of these kids are obese these days. Like, you see way more obese kids these days than you used to see, because kids are now going out playing. Like, remember we used to be out playing until the street lights came on?
Yes, that's why I said I ain't gained my weight till I got grown and was able to chew what I really wanted to eat or what I didn't want to eat. And my butt needs to work out more too. But yeah, still, yeah, I do see more plus size children than when I was growing up. And that's what they eat.
Yeah, their parents not feeding them right. They not making them be outside and be active. They sitting at home under the TV and under the video games and under the computers and the phones. We didn't even have phones when we was kids, remember? No. Like, I didn't get a cell phone until I was like a sophomore or junior in high school.
I mean, not grown right until I was able to buy my own.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these kids, now these kids is in freaking fourth, fifth grade with phones. You know, so times have changed even. So even though times have changed, you just got to keep up with the times. You know, you got to keep up with the times. You got to make sure your kid is being active. Even if you got to do play dates, make sure they out getting active. I know that because the times have changed and we can't just let our kids go out and play like we used to because people are snatching up kids all the time. But figure out some kind of activities to keep them active. You know, take them to the park, take them on play dates to the little indoor jungle gyms, whatever. Take them to the track. Huh?
I said, you know, I'm famous for that.
Right. This girl live at Monkey Joe's.
Hippo Hop.
Oh, Hippo Hop.
Yeah, same thing. Right, yeah. Right.
You know, take them to a track and just let them run. Take them to a trail and just let them run. You know, let them get that energy out. And then the beautiful thing about doing that is they be tired when they get home.
Yeah.
Tired. I mean, they gonna sleep. Okay. But so, and even doing that though, that's also part of being balanced, right? And healthy eating and being balanced, having a balanced, healthy lifestyle. And no, we not perfect, and it's a work in progress every day. You know, every day I have to fight the temptation to eat fries every day, every day. And three out of five I fail.
That's okay,
but I put up a good fight and I don't stop.
try again
tomorrow. If ever there are I just told my husband we haven't had these vegan birria tacos and I need to go get some. But I'm very good at balancing. You know, I'm very good at balancing. See, I'm the type of person, Shante, it's sad but it's my life, I'll eat a big old salad with fries at the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time, I'd be like, let me get a Caesar salad, no chicken, and a basket of fries. And water with no lemon, please. Thank you. But I gotta work on it. You know what I really got it bad for? And you talk about me all the time. I really got it bad for one of my best friends back home. She talks about me a lot too. I got it bad for sauces, like condiments, sauces.
Yeah, you girl gotta have some sauce.
Everything.
Like, girl, she's like, I ain't never seen somebody who was as passionate as Brandy when it comes to barbecue sauce. I'm talking about this girl is like, God, what this sandwich and they put this kettle in? What is up with that? I don't see it. Why? Girl had me cracking up like, girl, she's very passionate about her thing. You know, she told me the other day, Billy Ray. I don't understand why Billy Ray, why people are such in a chokehold.
Oh, that Sweet Baby Billy Ray.
Sweet Baby Ray, right. Girl, I was cracking up. And she like that, but y'all, I go get me a store brand barbecue sauce in a heartbeat, especially Kroger. And I'm not a big sauce person, unless I got some chicken tenders or something like that. And I ain't never met nobody as saucy as this one right here.
You know, I like a saucy. I do. But the sauces have so many calories in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the sauces are not healthy. I don't care what nobody say. Don't say nothing to me. I'm not eating no diet, no sauce. Okay? I don't want no diet ranch. I mean, what's it called? Low-cal ranch. I don't want no sugar-free barbecue sauce. I don't want no low-cal hot sauce. I don't want none of that. Okay? So, I have to watch because the sauces are high in sugar and they're high in calories. And so, that really be my downfall. But other than that, though, you know, I think overall we do... Even this is the beautiful thing about it, though, sis. Even if we don't do right ourselves, we do right by our children. You know what I'm saying? So we might, like I just told you, I took my girls out for ice cream today. But by the time we got home from getting dinner and because sister and I cooked today, so by the time, but I got healthy out to eat today. We had kava. You been to kava? You like kava, sis?
I haven't been yet.
Oh, good healthy option. Good healthy option. So after dinner, we went and got the girls ice cream, but we got home too late for them to eat ice cream. So what I tell you, sis? They can have it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just balance it out and do right. Even if it's hard for you because of how you've been eating all of your life, which is understandable. You've been doing this your whole life. So it's not a change that's going to come overnight. You got to kind of baby step it, you know. And I would love to be full-blown vegan all my life for the rest of my life. And I do strive to get there at some point. But I'm not forcing myself. Like I said, I might do it for 6 months and then I might crave fish or whatever. And that's okay. That's my business. Mm-hmm. but it is hard because of how you've been eating your whole life before you knew better. And that's why when you said your kids can't miss what they never had, that's exactly what it is. We miss things because we know what it tastes like. We miss things. I might miss wings in 5 months because I know what a good old 10-piece honey hot extra crispy tastes like.
Blue cheese.
With some blue cheese. Yes. I know what that tastes like, so I might miss it. However, my daughter don't know what no chicken tastes like, so she will never ask me for chicken, ever. Mm-hmm. Novi don't know what cheese tastes like. She will never ask or never crave a piece of cheese in her life unless, mm-hmm. you know, that's the decision she makes. And then that's another thing that we didn't say. This is not something that we're trying to force on our kids for the rest of their life. When they get of age, we will explain to them why we decided to make them vegans, and especially in my situation with my daughter having the allergies that she have. And when she gets of age to where she can tame things herself, by all means, sis, it's your life. Live it.
Mm-hmm.
If she, do what you want. You know, if she decides that she want to eat BLTs, then okay.
There you go. Get out of business.
So, all in all, mommy, just make sure that you are striving to be balanced, you know, as healthy as possible, as balanced as possible. Because these type of things affect your kids' behavior, right? So, like Shantae, you was talking about processed foods earlier. Children who eat a lot of, and this is a fact, I'm not making this up. Children who eat a lot of processed food at young age tend to have ADHD. This is a fact. Children who don't have balanced diets, tend to be more likely to have behavioral issues down the line, right? A child's diet also affects their mood, right? It affects their how they deal with their anger, right? Children who have crazy eating habits young could have anger issues, you know. So diet plays a role, and this is for adults too. If you, I promise you this, and I said this to Shantae in one of our last episodes from last season. I told her, go completely vegan for just 21 days and watch how much better you sleep. That is one of the reasons why I do enjoy vegan life, right? Because you see so many benefits right away. You know, your mood changes. Shantae, have you ever found yourself just have an attitude for no reason? Or like you feel kind of cranky for no reason?
Well, when I'm tired and when I'm, you know, I'm different. But when I was pregnant, absolutely.
Well, that was a reason. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ever just be like, man, I'm I'm kind of cranky for no reason, or I'm on the edge for no reason. You know, this happens to me a lot when my time of the month, when I'm PMSing. When I'm PMSing, I find myself, which, you know, this happens the week before your actual cycle starts. When you're PMSing, when I'm PMSing, I find myself just irritated for nothing, or just like irritable for no reason. Like nobody did nothing to me to be irritable. When I'm in my vegan lifestyle, I don't feel that at all. I don't feel none of that. And I sleep. I'm a light sleeper, right? So I don't think I ever really reach REM ever, except for when I'm in my vegan lifestyle, right? Sometimes I have issues falling asleep, but when I'm vegan, I go to sleep right away, right? So, and these are just benefits for me as an adult. Imagine the benefits for children, you know? So, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm just sharing my experience once again. You don't have to make your kid be full-blown vegan. I'm just saying, make sure they're eating balanced. Don't feed them all those starchy processed meals every day, all day. Make that like a Friday thing.
Because with that, I will also say y'all pay attention to the ingredients with the red 40, the yellows.
Yeah.
If you're looking at certain things, like we're on TikTok a lot, but a lot of stuff that I look at and read, a lot of things that are being served here in the U.S., some of those things are banned in other countries. So you have to try to figure out why would they ban it in other countries and we continue to process it. And then come to mind and look at why we everybody so dang on fat and everybody is so unhealthy here. I mean, you can't make money off of a healthy person.
Say that again.
You can't make money off of a healthy person.
Wow. Facts of life. It's extremely hard to make money off of a healthy person. They have no reason to be at the doctors. They have no medications they should be taking. They have no, how you gonna make some money off of them if they're healthy? The healthy person is not a science experiment. Ooh, I like it. Speaking of TikTok too, I did see this girl's TikTok, and she moved to China, and she had the same exact diet, ate the same stuff that she ate here when she got there, except she lost weight.
I saw that too, because of what they put in their food.
Yeah, the ingredients were different. Everything that is allowed here was banned there, and she immediately lost weight. No, so that is a very valid point. You do really have to read the ingredients, and a thumb rule is if you can't pronounce it, then you probably shouldn't be eating it. Everything that you should eat, you should be able to pronounce and know exactly what it is. I was so serious about this when Novi was a baby. Remember, I used to make all of Novi's food when she was a baby.
Me too. Yeah, I never did. Baby food is all with the kids, with Mary Christian. It'll be the same with the Riot. That is one of the reasons why I shop at Trader Joe's so often, because they have some things in their food, but more than likely you're gonna be able to read what's in their ingredients.
Yeah Now, because you gotta, nothing is gonna be, if you excuse me, took the words right out of my mouth, and I appreciate that. Yeah. That's what friends are for. Yep, absolutely. Anything that you are going to buy is going to contain something. So you need to read it and know that, understand what something is, unless you make it yourself, you know, which always is the healthier option. But who has time all day, every day, especially when we are working women? You know, we don't have time to cook down every day like that. We don't. It's just the reality of it. We don't.
I'm a working lady of the night. I'm just playing.
Oh.
All right. Look.
Time to go.
Shut your mouth.
What are you talking about?
What are you going here?
Well, mommies, we hope that we have enlightened you on the importance of eating healthy and balanced eating if it's something that you have not thought about. I know a lot of people don't even think about it, though. You know, a lot of people don't think about it. They just go day to day to day to day to day. They don't think about it. So I hope that this episode has helped you think about, you know, healthy eating and balanced eating with us sharing our experiences with our children. Mommies, let's face it. We are all a mess. We are. Somehow, some way. But we make it look amazing. Mommies, keep pushing, keep striving, keep doing what you do, okay? Don't do what we do. You do what you do, and you do your very best at it, and I promise you it will be enough. Your babies will love you for life, okay? Mommies, don't forget to do something amazing for yourself this weekend, because why? You deserve it. Bye, mommies. Have a good one.